couple of issues that I've been working on, bills that I sponsored, we passed on the House floor. One is House Bill 849, which deals with churches and the ability of members who are licensed to carry during worship service. If you look at the current law, it is believed by many to be against the law, because if the church has a daycare or pre-K or school associated with it, then that would exclude them from having the right to carry during service. And a number of churches have developed security teams, which come from the membership, and they are designated to be there and during worship service, whether that's Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, or during other events, to protect other members. So we're trying to get that fixed, and actually we were asked by law enforcement to come up with a solution, and that's the reason for the bill, but we got it passed on the House floor. In addition to 849, another bill I have is 779, which deals with a temporary and open display of a firearm. And that right now, if you are a licensed holder and you have a weapon that you're carrying concealed, but it becomes visible to the sight of anyone, then that is a second degree misdemeanor, and we are changing the penalties on that, really taking it to just a civil penalty. The first penalty is a $25 fine that's payable to the clerk of courts, and if there's a second violation, is a $500 fine. And then if there is a third violation, it reverts back to current law, which is a second-degree misdemeanor. And there have been a few cases that we're aware of where somebody was arrested because maybe just a small part of their gun was open to the sight of someone, and they were charged with a second-degree misdemeanor. So we're trying to fix it and make it where people who are licensed aren't treated as criminals and reduce that to a civil penalty.